The May 2024 solar storm may compete with some of the lowest latitude sightings on record over the past five centuries.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
In early May, a series of intense coronal mass ejections were emitted from an active region of the sun. Traveling at speeds of up to 3 million miles per hour, the CMEs bunched up in waves, creating a long-lasting geomagnetic solar storm. When the storm reached Earth, the energized waves interacted with molecules in the atmosphere, creating brilliant auroras, seen around the world in places that seldom have a chance to experience these ghostly lights. Leading up to the storm, NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center, which is responsible for forecasting solar impacts, sent notifications to operators of power grids and commercial satellites to help them mitigate potential impacts. Warnings helped many NASA missions brace for the storm, with some spacecraft preemptively powering down certain instruments or entering safe mode to avoid issues. Researchers at NASA's Space Weather Program will continue to collect data as the active region turns away from Earth and comes into view of Mars, adding more to what we know about our dynamic sun. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.